cash grab, they all screamed as they sped past the construction street and cameras.
It was.
That's all this program was to you, right? Cash grab.
That's all they wanted.
Well, I got some bad news.
What is that?
The most controversial thing in Rochester over the last 12 months could become permanent.
Mm.
And the way it could happen, there is no possible way you could argue this is now just the state looking for your money.
All right, what are they doing?
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you're trying to watch our live stream, we deeply apologize. The computer exploded. Literally.
It happens.
Yes, they had to rebuild our live streaming computer.
So nothing in this studio ever works all at the same time.
No.
Once we get one thing fixed, the next thing craps out.
Yeah. I mean, there's one tie that binds everything.
That's like a steady Eddie.
From like 93 up until now.
So you get what you paid for. You know this is coming.
Absolutely.
That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So our engineers are, as we speak, building us a new live stream
computer. Yeah, the poor kid's in this morning.
So ideally, we will have our live stream back tomorrow. Our deepest apologies. Yeah. Hopefully, we will have that back for you tomorrow here in the break room on CMF. Tommy.
Yeah, buddy.
Folks were furious.
About what?
In the fall. With the speed construction cameras that popped up on the roads in New York State.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, the one just past the Freddie Sue Bridge on 490 East.
Right on that bend.
You got it. How many tickets did that get you, Tommy?
So, did I get three or four?
I think it was three.
But it went 50, 75, then I think it was 100 and something.
Okay.
125.
Okay, so you, in the end, spent $250 on three speed camera
to go home.
Mm-hmm. You were furious.
Yeah. It's like a cover charge.
And you weren't alone.
I was done with the interstate.
He did boycott 490. Again, not quite understanding how roads work, why that would hurt the community. Nobody knows.
Mm.
So you weren't alone.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of tickets were issued to folks with heavy lead feet.
Yeah.
And the rallying cry of you and guys like you, cash grab.
Well, they didn't give you a warning sign.
They did, actually. Big sign that said it was about to be there.
Bro, it was like...
It's literally a warning sign. Literally a warning
sign. I can't read that sign when I'm hauling ass around a bend.
Kimmy, you heard it with every phone call you took?
Yep.
Cash grab?
On TV.
Mm-hmm. Cash grab,
getting multiple tickets.
Cash grab.
Yep.
Cash grab. So it wasn't about safety. It was about money.
Of course it was.
Well, guess what? Late last week, the Thruway Department of Transportation and leaders from their union, folks who work in the construction zone, went to Albany to ask for permanent cameras in every work zone in New York State from now on.
Okay, so if you know they're always going to be there, okay, that's fair.
You mean like the sign?
Well.
And then when we told the story that there would be a speed camera where it was here in the break room when they released it, or the website you could go to check where the speed cameras
goes
were.
Who goes on the website?
Let me ask you a question, because I'm sure since you've gotten those tickets, you've driven through construction zones.
Yep.
Has it affected your speed moving forward? Like, have you consciously made an effort to go the speed that it says?
Kind of.
So it works.
See.
Well, I kind of look around, and if I don't see nothing, I open her up a little bit.
Okay, but now that these cameras will be in every work zone, you won't have the ability to do
it. No, you're going to have to, drop it down.
So it'll work.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
So
could have just told me.
For those who don't know, they did. For those who don't know, when this program was happening and everyone got furious, the cameras were in random spots. So only certain work areas got them at certain times.
Yeah, they kind of tricked you, moved around.
The idea was
if
you didn't know where they were, you would slow down for every work zone.
Ricard Monte.
Okay. In fact, the reason these construction workers went to Albany late last week was because in just the last 2 years, they had 78,000 repeat construction zone speeders just in New York State in the work zones. Let me say that again.
I can't be. 78,000.
In the last 2 years, 78,000 people had two or more tickets in work zones with cameras.
That makes sense.
I know one of those guys.
I was going to say, that makes sense if it's part of your commute. And again, we also figured out that it took a couple weeks to figure out you even had one. So in that time, who knows how many times.
So that's a little misleading.
How so?
But she just explained it.
Well, no, that's the
numbers.
Because
you didn't get that first ticket till a month later. Oh. So if that was your regular drive, you were racking them up.
Sure. I only care about the safety of people that are in construction zones when I am held personally accountable.
Yes, I will care about people's safety if you tell me.
Okay. Overall.
Or you remind me. Or you make me.
Overall, statewide, the last 2 years, those speed cameras and work zones, according to the state, have caught 500,000 drivers.
Okay, but you're calling them speeding tickets, right?
Yeah.
And do you remember my speed I was going?
Mm.
My maxed out speed.
Yeah.
One was 48, one was 51. It wasn't like I was doing 80 around a bend on two wheels.
Speed limit was 40. You were doing 8 and 10 over. Yeah, I mean, that's
speeding. I can see everything clearly at 45.
No, you can. I mean, how many times do we have to discuss the accidents you have gotten in? You want to do that? You want to play that game?
I'm doing a slow roll.
You want to play that game, mister?
Didn't we figure out you average, like, one accident every, like, 5 to 10 years, something like that?
But that's pretty average.
All right.
Like, I stand behind my driving record. It was pretty stellar.
These weren't even all accidents with another vehicle. It was you driving into something.
Multiple times.
I've been driving since I was 15 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I've only had 7 fatalities.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, late last week, the Thruway Department of Transportation, their union leaders went to Albany asking for the cameras in those speed cameras.
They want them all over.
They want them in every active work zone in New York State.
Up.
Yes, and Tommy.
Nail these bastards.
People like him were yelling, cash grab, cash grab, cash grab from the state. Well, no, it's the workers that are asking for these things to be put in.
And by the way, there's no deviation. You have to do 40. If you're doing 41.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not, because you didn't get popped for 41.
No, but people
did. Nobody got a
40. Check Channel 10. If you did 41, if you did 40 and a half.
Uh-huh. I can tell you're lying based on that stupid. No, that's not true.
If you were thinking about speeding and doing the speed limit, you got a warning.
Well, it does say in the good book, just the thought of a sin.
Is a sin.
Is a sin.
Right. You don't have to even touch yourself.
So, Tommy,
yeah.
These men and women who are standing on the highway
very
doing work.
Very dangerous job.
Okay, and they're asking for the sake of their health and safety to make these cameras permanent. To that, you say what?
I say, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
But I don't think I was being reckless.
Okay, again, you were, but that's a whole different argument.
You can't be reckless at 45 miles an hour.
I thought it was 48. Now it's going down again. 48, 51,
whatever.
45, 41, yeah. How can anyone argue against the folks doing this job, going to Albany, saying, please, we would like to be safe? And these people that were yelling cash grab forever and ever and ever, this eliminates the argument that it's been a cash grab. And if we're being real here,
yeah,
there are some jobs where risking your health
and
safety are necessary for the jobs.
Yeah.
Firefighters exist to protect people. Military personnel, same thing. You have to put yourself in a bad spot.
Bullets flying.
You know what you are getting when you take those jobs.
Yes.
You shouldn't have to take your life in your hands to fill potholes or expand turning lanes. That job should be a safe job.
So if they're so concerned about these workers' safety, which they should.
Yes.
When you got the infraction, why didn't they email you immediately telling you to slow down? They waited a month before you even got a notification.
Okay.
Why did they do that?
Why are you putting the responsibility on the state and not yourself?
I'll tell you why. Thank you for asking. Cha-ching. They wanted you to do it multiple times. That's the cash grab.
Oh.
Because they could have emailed me. They have all my information. They could have texted me in the moment saying, hey, bro, you just broke the speed limit.
Sure.
You're getting a $50 speeding ticket.
We have a hand raised in the back of the room.
The young boy in the back with the pink hat. He supports your cause and your mom. Go ahead.
If you had gotten one of those texts or emails, would you have... Would you think it was real, or would you be hesitant thinking it was a scam? And to follow that up, there would be scams and texts that would come out later trying to replicate the same thing. It seems like it would just be a recipe for disaster.
Kimmy, what about the man we know at his age and his ability would make you think he'd get scammed by a fake tag? Not real.
So your question is, I would ignore it.
Would you think it was a real...
No, if that was an official state text or email, I would respect the law and the authority of this fine state of ours.
Look,
the rules.
We can agree on this point. I did find it surprising that the state didn't find a way to alert people immediately via email or whatever to let them know. But the fact of the matter is, you sped.
Yes,
you
I
broke
did.
The law. You
okay,
broke
barely.
The law. But you did. You know, if you stab someone one more time than it would have taken for them not to die, it's still murder. It's not barely murder. You were speeding. You weren't barely speaking.
I just poked you once with the knife.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Rammer. Hey, Rammer, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I just don't understand this. Tommy, are you driving like a 1939 Yugo? I mean, does your car not have cruise control?
I mean, it is a valid point. I do put cruise on when I know I don't want to go a mile over the
street. I don't use cruise control when I'm driving locally. I'll use it if I'm going in.
The rule of thumb is 10% over the normal speed limit, which has always been posted in that area as 40 miles an hour. It's always been 40 miles an hour.
Yeah.
There was nothing new. And if you've been driving through there for how many years
now? Why don't you take that rule of thumb?
The rule of thumb is...
And brown it up good.
Brown up that rule of thumb, son.
Then stick it in your mouth.
I'm pro speed cameras because I'm telling you what, I've been doing this for over 40 years.
What, running your mouth on radio shows?
Well, that too. Yeah.
While you're driving?
I'm just saying, I'm tired of getting into these battling games with these jackassers driving 60 miles an hour when I'm trying to get off the exit at South Avenue.
First, you know, this is the smartest thing you've ever said, Rammer.
Now I know where to wait with my eggs.
Can't afford that. You know it.
Oh, it'd be
There's
worth
a
it.
Reason for speed limits, and if you're not driving, at least reasonably, passing on the right, blowing by people doing 58 miles an hour in a 40, you deserve a ticket.
Rammer, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
I salute you, Rammer.
He's very right, man. So here's the thing. You know, the plea from these employees are understandable, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you want to keep people safe.
Most people's heartstrings. Yeah. I will say, do you think the camera thing's going to happen? Because if it does happen at every work site, the blowback will be massive from the majority of the state. I mean, Kimmy, how many Berkeley Breen stories did we see from just the Freddie Sue Bridge camera?
Yeah.
A lot, but I guess, you know, if it becomes the norm, I mean, what's anybody going to do about it? Because you did break the law.
I understand. I also wonder what the cost is for those cameras, too.
True.
Like, is it sustained?
To run it. And, to run them?
Yeah.
Can't cost anything.
Well, no. I mean, you have to buy the camera. It has to be, you know, working the right way.
But, bro, how much could that cost?
That's what I just asked.
But if you're putting one in every
single... They buy them in bulk at BJ's or Best Buy.
Shut up! It's so stupid.
They get them in volume. They probably got a pallet of them sitting at Hochul's house.
Why would you keep it at her house?
I don't know.
Idiot.
She seems like the type that would.
I mean, look, if you don't want the cameras to be permanent, give me a better solution.
I haven't found one yet.
I just, give me a little leeway. Give me a little wiggle.
They did. Give you leeway.
Yeah. Wiggle. I couldn't wiggle crap.
You don't know what the leeway was because you were going so fast.
48. On a highway. 48 on a highway is like crawling.
Except when it's 40 miles an hour.
40 years old.
Except when it's there.
And the rules
40 years old? You're not even listening. You don't even know what you're doing. My car was not going 40 years old. Dumbass. Look, I mean, is the answer physical police officer running radar at every construction site?
Well, that's a fair fight, man. Just give me
fight!
Deputy.
You're trying to keep these people safe.
No, give me deputy dog out there. By the way, you're putting, you know, state troopers out of work because there used to be the troopers sitting there getting paid.
They're not firing state troopers.
They might be cutting back now because, officer camera is doing no job.
All right, so let's talk about that. You want a physical police officer running radar at every construction
yes.
site? First of all, the
that
state-
guy's getting paid, and it's a good American job.
What about the female?
Well, the gals can do it, too. Actually, the gals probably be pretty good at it.
Why is that?
Well, it's, less strenuous.
Oh.
Yeah. Just point a camera, darling. You could do it.
Yeah.
They probably had the lady camera.
It's a speed. Why would they have a camera?
Well, they had that gun.
Yeah, the radar gun? You were all over the place. Let's say, all right, so let's go with the physical police officer at every side. Let's walk down that road. Okay?
A deputy.
You probably don't have the manpower for that.
No, you hire guys, which is great.
Just to run radar?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to take.
Well, I mean, they probably rotate around.
Okay, so that's your taxes are going up then.
That's all right. It's good tax.
Going
to law enforcement.
Oh, really?
People like your father.
Okay.
One every single
American
construction
hero.
Site in the summer. Think
Protecting
about
that. Protecting the
Amherst. Okay.
And the Red Wings.
Yeah, no. Kimmy brought up a good point here. Right.
I don't even know how many there are, but.
Every single construction site statewide, you're going to have a trooper running radar, and you're going to hire people to do that.
Isn't that great?
Okay. Well, there was that program they ran a couple years ago, to your point.
What was that?
Where they dressed state police officers as construction workers, and they ran radar. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Oh, the undercover guy.
Yeah, and they caught a bunch of people, and then folks yelled it was a cash grab and entrapment. Remember that? So we can go back to that.
No, I want an official squad car, police officer, sidearm, the big hat, the stern look.
Mm-hmm. That is not feasible.
Rifle.
So outside of a police officer in every construction site.
Which is what I would vote for.
Which is not going to happen. And no, you wouldn't, because as soon as you saw how much it would cost, Give me a solution.
How about we just play nice, huh?
Yeah, don't speed.
Just give me 50, 55.
252 WC. 55 out of 40 in a construction zone?
No, we make it 50. 55 is the new 40.
Okay, shut up. 252 WCMF, Lou's got the last word.
Hey, don't Louis. Stand so close to the road.
How are you, Lou?
Hey, my question is why don't they just do the construction work at night? There's no traffic at night. You lessen the amount of your chances of being hit. And, I mean, it sucks to work at night, but heck, I worked in it, Kodak. I don't know what the big deal is.
Yeah, we all saw how successful that was. No, Lou.
People could still speed through at night. I see you're saying there's less volume, but isn't it more dangerous, though, without the...
Oh, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? I
would think it would obviously be more dangerous, but if you were to block it down, because you have such a smaller amount of traffic, you could literally block off two lanes. I mean, you're not going to have so much traffic that it would be backed up by only giving people one lane to work in, really? And then that gives all the construction people...
I like where he's coming from here. Right.
No, I get it. I guess, Lou, my question would be this, right? Because, look, there are no bad ideas.
I love how Tommy likes it until he thinks about how he comes to work in the middle of the night.
Thank you.
You dummy.
Cash grab! Cash grab! Lou, I guess my concern would be, think of all of the construction workers you need in New York State throughout a summer. Could you find that many people that are willing to work an 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. shift?
A graveyard shift.
You know what I mean?
At the money they make?
I don't know. I mean, maybe not. Maybe so.
They make some good money, dude. And there's a lot of people the people standing out there holding the sign, making a whole bunch of money. Boy, I'll tell you what, I'll take that job at midnight.
So go do it. They have midnight jobs. You could go do that.
They don't return his phone calls.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm retired now. I'm saying if I was...
I do it. I mean, I won't do it, but I would do it.
Well, he paid his debt.
Well, if I was looking for a job, who's not taking that job?
Louis.
In the middle of the night, standing out there in the freaking... and making, $30 an hour, for Christ's sake.
Lou, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I'll take that job. Go ahead and get it. I don't want it. I don't want that job. You don't get a lot of happy endings for rock and roll bands.
No, no, no.
I mean, hell, Howard, we just played. They're not even speaking to each other anymore.
Yeah.
You got drugs, you got ladies, feuds. They've destroyed some of the most talented people playing together on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
But something is happening that is giving this band that for years has had a rough social, personal career run.
Yeah.
What seems to be the happiest ending possible. Mm. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF will jump right into it. It has been a hell of the last 24 months for Lou Gramm and Foreigner. You're on your own.
Wow, he sounds terrible there.
A good Lou.
Yeah, you didn't do it out there.
You know how to play far away. So, Lou Gramm and Foreigner finally get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame after 3 decades.
Right.
Right. There seems to be a burying of the hatchet between bandmates Lou Gramm and Mick Jones. They had a lot of rough runs throughout the years. And now, something even more remarkable.
What's going on?
Lou Gramm has not toured with Foreigner in a very long time.
Mm.
And keep in mind, he announced his retirement from performing a few months ago.
Yeah, I thought physically it was becoming a big challenge for the guy.
Kind of what we assumed.
Yeah.
Well, that may be on hold.
Really?
Well, you see, Foreigner's current frontman has a problem.
Okay.
Foreigner is about to embark on a Latin American tour, and Kelly Hansen, the man who has been singing these songs for the last 20 years, can't go.
Oh, because he can't go.
Here is the statement. You ready?
All right.
Quote, some issues have forced me to limit appearances outside of the USA this year.
Oh, okay, Elvis.
And unfortunately, that means I will miss Foreigner's South American run. By the way, no one has elaborated on what issues are keeping him from leaving the country.
What could that be?
Do not know.
Okay.
Well, who are we to speculate?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But, this is also kind of ironic. The Foreigner lead guy can't be a foreigner.
Yeah.
He's patriotic.
Yes.
What would you call the opposite of a foreigner? A resident?
Yeah.
So, as they say in the business, Tommy, the show must go on. So, starting April 28th, Lou Gramm.
Clean Lou.
Is going back on tour with Foreigner.
So he's going on the road, at a country?
Yes, Latin America.
How is he going to travel when he was struggling to do gigs locally?
So they have an interesting plan. Based on the story, Lou Gramm is going to tag team vocal duties with current band member, a man named Luis Maledano.
So they got two Lous.
Yes.
A Luis and a Lou.
Well, Luis has been recording some foreigner tracks in Spanish.
Oh.
And they're going to Latin America.
Oh, eres caliente.
Bottom line is this.
In my village,
Julia,
I sing the foreign song.
I am looking forward to Caliente Blooded.
So he sings, so all those tunes they do in Spanish.
Well, I don't know if they
so
do them
in
all
like
in Spanish.
Is he a Spanish foreigner cover band? Like, is that how?
With foreign. No, he's in the band. He just speaks Spanish.
Right, but oh, saying, so like, he... before, like, I wonder how he got in there in the first place.
Beats the hell out of me. I don't know. But the bottom line is this. The rightful front man of the band, Lou Graham, the one who took them to the heights that very few American bands have ever seen, is back on this tour.
So this other guy can jump in when Lou's not ready to go.
Or they're going song for song. Who knows? I don't know how they're going to do this, but it looks like they're going to tag team.
All right.
This is a happy ending, right?
Yeah, none of us will see it, but yeah, it's great.
Oh, we could take a flight to Mexico City.
Oh, they're doing Mexico City.
I would assume
that's
so.
It's a big town.
I mean, if you look at the history of Foreigner, and we in Rochester know this history well, all the band has gone through. They finally get their rightful place in the Rock Hall. The attention the last couple of years, Tommy, must have put more money in all their pockets.
Oh,
we know when bands go into the Rock Hall of Fame, they see a massive spike in music sales, merchandise sales.
Yeah.
Right? And Lou, who has gotten a raw deal the last few decades, gets to perform and once again feel the love from the people who paid to come see the band.
Are they big in Latin America?
I assume every band is bigger in other countries.
But that's usually like Europe. Not Latin America.
Well, they wouldn't be going on a Latin American tour
if they didn't think they could sell tickets.
They also wouldn't be recording some of their songs in Spanish.
Okay, I just didn't think those songs translated well in Latin America.
Why would it not translate well in Latin America?
I don't know.
Everything that they sing about is a super relatable topic to everyone in the world.
Okay.
Fast cars, good-looking women. My eyes are seeing two things at the same time.
All right.
You've had tequila, you know how that goes. I mean, it is like a Hollywood movie ending.
All right.
For Lou and for Ford.
Yeah.
And it's rare. Name me a band that has wrapped up their legacy with everyone all together on the same page.
I don't know. I mean, it'd be the Stones.
But no, because they lost people along the way.
We don't count them.
Okay.
But the core.
No. No.
Well, how long is this tour?
I don't know how long. It looks like it's a month.
Okay. Because I was going to say, we don't know yet how well it's going to go.
True,
so.
But even having the opportunity to do it. Because, I mean, outside of Bruce and the E Street Band, can you come up with a band that has been able to finish their run together performing?
No, because even with the E Street Band, you lost some guys along the way.
Yeah, you're right about that. But it was, there was never a moment where they threw somebody out.
Right.
Right. The big man joined the band.
And
they
never
forever.
Stopped. Like, the E Street Band never broke up.
Well, Bruce left the E Street Band.
Well, he had side projects, but he never, like, completely dissolved them.
But, like, you look at bands, like, you know, the biggest ones we can think of, Pink Floyd, Zeppelin, Kiss. They all had massive issues.
Massive
that were,
breakups.
And they were aired publicly, and those bands are not getting back together.
But at least you got their best years, you know, out of those bands.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what you're going to get here. Like, if you're expecting, like, the Lou, the Foreigner experience, it may not be what you're expecting.
I feel like, as artists...
He's a little slower. You know, and then you got Spanish Lou over here.
Well, I do, but
regular Lou over here.
It's Luis.
Spanish Lou.
I do feel like as bands age, they do a really good job of tailoring the show to each member's like abilities.
Oh.
Like they'll take breaks where they'll bring somebody else in to entertain for a little bit.
Or on the ramp.
They kind of like rotate, you know, who's really shining in each
song.
I just think that they know everybody's limits and they do a good job of still making it entertaining for everybody.
Well, your husband's been in Vegas the last couple of days. He went and saw Dead and Company twice.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes,
that's the perfect example.
But that's a crazy ass show, bro. It's in a goddamn sphere.
Okay.
With all kind of crazy crap.
252 WCMF, Lou Graham. Is going back on tour with Foreigner, their Latin American tour. The lead singer, who has been the guy for the last 20 years, Kelly Hansen, put a statement saying that he cannot leave the U.S. to perform with Foreigner. Did not elaborate on those issues, but they're going to tag team this thing. Lou Graham will be combining with band member Luis Maldonado, who has been recording some Foreigner songs in Spanish, and it looks like they combined will be the lead men for this band.
All right,
but you always do this thing.
What do I do?
Where it's like, oh, here's this really nice story. Yeah, but it's not going to be the same. I don't think anyone is expecting it to be the same.
I know, but you don't know. Like, you're going to have an idea if you go to the show what you're going to see.
Uh-huh.
And it may come up a little short.
Oh, you having a good time? Is that a nice Hollywood ending? Well, here's why it sucks.
No, but everybody's kind of gray and pudgy. and comfortable jeans.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
Comfortable shoes.
Uh-huh.
They don't look like rocks. They don't. They're not rock gods.
Wow, anymore. It's amazing the day.
They're like getting close to God.
It's amazing the day that the live stream is done. You got a lot to say about gray, pudgy, comfortable jeans. Those jeans look awfully comfy, sir.
Yeah, you don't even see my diaper line.
Oh, check it out. I got them at Kohl's. All right, let me ask you this.
Hey, hey.
252-WCMF. Would you pay more for a better performance in a band that you love with some replacement musicians? Or would you pay more for an original performance from the band members you know and age has taken some of the speed off the ball?
I mean, I'd like to see the original guy.
Okay, yeah, so what you're arguing against your what you want.
No, I mean, I don't want to see side Louise, and I don't get any Mick. You know, I mean, I need the crew.
No, that's what I mean. That's why this is a better situation.
It's all right.
I would pay more to see all of the original band members, even if I know it's not going to be as tight, even if I know they can't hit the notes the right way, they got to adjust the composition of the song. I would much rather pay for that than a 5-person band with 3 younger members.
I mean, I'm not a fan of these bands. This endless touring. Like, beyond your years. Like, it's, I don't get it.
People still pay to see them.
I know,
I mean,
but.
Why take it away from
them? You're still playing, like, the music you love. Right?
I know, but it's.
You know what I think the key is? And this is how, because I realized I had never been to a concert that did this before.
Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I want to hear your point.
Blood infusions.
You want Lou Gramm to have a boner while he's singing up there?
I want to know that he can still get it up. As a lead guy who's singing all these sexy tunes about the ladies, I'd like to think he doesn't need any help in that department.
Okay.
That's what Tommy needs out of his concert.
A giant Lou Gramm boner.
I want to know there's a boner in them jeans when he's singing those tunes and that he's going to give it to some lucky lady tonight.
Actually, Boner in Them Jeans is one of the few Spanish songs that Forda wrote as an original.
I had a boner in my jeans.
It's weird they're doing it in English.
Yeah, different genre here. What I think
I would like to give it to you, but I have some issues at the border, okay, and I cannot cross.
Kimmy, you were saying.
So you brought up my husband going to see Dead and Company at the Sphere. So when I went with him last year, I experienced something that I had never seen at a show before, an intermission. And I wonder if these guys keep going longer and longer and want to keep playing, if you'll now have, and also to cater to the crowd that's going to see them, you'll have like a long intermission.
Makes
bathroom
sense.
Break slash everybody gets to rest for like
they also sell.
30 minutes and then they go back to doing like the second half of the show.
Here's the problem with that though, and you know this. If you get older, you know, you're out doing stuff. The second you sit down on the couch to take a break, you're out. I'm not getting back up. The second half of the intermission is canceled because Lou is comfy.
But I was like, it's a concert over there. Like, no, it's an intermission. This is a first.
It has to be fun though to watch a whole like, say, 20,000 people of the same age. Like, that'll get up at the same time. It's got to be hysterical.
It's one loud,
like a chorus of it, though.
You know, all right, so we're all in agreement, then, that you would pay more to see the original members of a band, band.
Yeah.
Okay, because what's interesting is
there
are some bands that are touring right now that don't have a single original member left.
So they're like, the whole band's wiped out.
Did you know
that
Blood, Sweat, and Tears tours with none of the original guys.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, yeah, those guys would be in their 80s.
By the way, all the original members still alive. They're all still alive. None of them are on the road, the original members.
Not a single one. So did they like lose rights to their, did they not have rights to the band name?
I have no idea. I've given you all the information.
So I knew like David Clayton Thomas, who was the original front guy after
Al
Kooper.
Who didn't know that?
Well, people that like
you're dropping deep blood, sweat, and tears.
I thought he went off on his own. But I guess he's even done.
I have no idea. Wow. Well, no, he may be touring on his own. It's just the band tours is Blood, Sweat, and Tears without an original member.
Right.
Both Thin Lizzy and Quiet Riot have been touring without the original members. And by the way, I know it is a little weird because some of their hits will have guys that were still in the band.
Yeah.
We're talking original when the band started.
They ain't there.
No original members. Wow. I think technically Heart is that group too. We just played Heart.
Yeah.
I don't think Heart has any when the band started original members in it.
I mean, Lynyrd Skynyrd's got to be getting close to being none of the original members.
You might be right. I think we talked about this.
I mean, maybe there's like 2 dudes left.
Does it count, though, if it's a family member?
Oh, after the fact?
Well, I'm just asking you. Would you count that?
Yeah, if he came in early.
No. There are no original members
of Lynyrd Skynyrd. Damn.
Currently alive.
Currently alive?
Yeah, it says. The last surviving founding member, guitarist Gary Rossington, passed away in 2023.
Fishing accident.
I mean, that's the best case scenario based on the history.
That's
of that
how
band.
All Southerners die. Fishing accident.
Actually, no, I could think of a couple who played in a rock band who didn't die that way.
But they were thinking about fishing.
Okay. By the way, did you see that new Zeppelin band t-shirt? It's just black. It's a black t-shirt. All the original members is nothing. That was darker than I wanted it to
be. Yeah, it was.
No, I'm sorry. No, I don't know, but like, okay, let me ask you this thing.
Sure.
All right, because like when it comes to like Quiet Riot, Thin Lizzy, Heart, because Heart is known with the sisters, right? How long does a guy have to be in a band? Because I was shocked. I remember there was a lot of blowback when Kelly Hansen, who is now the official lead guy of Foreigner, took over, right? He's been in that band 20 years?
Yeah.
Does that make him, I mean, how long does somebody have to be in a band as a replacement where you look at them now as a like an
actual
member?
You may have 20 years. Yeah, then he's kind of in.
But it is weird when it's the lead guy. Like, I can handle a guitarist that wasn't original, but, you know, been here for 20 years, whatever. Yeah. You never, I personally can never accept a new lead guy unless they have a massive hit with that lead guy. Think AC/DC.
Okay. So, like, they have to produce new music with that new lead person.
Yes.
Okay.
And it's pretty rare.
Yeah. I mean, I look at, like,
you would have a new hit off a new dude.
Like, I don't want to start, like, a fight on our social media pages, but, like, you know. Van Halen is always David Lee Roth to me. And I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what they broke with.
And I'm not saying that Sammy Hagar didn't do great stuff with him.
But he changed the band.
Yeah, and I always look at Van Halen as David Lee Roth.
He kind of represented the whole vibe.
Yeah. And they had hits with.
What?
You did it again. We told you you're not allowed to say vibe.
No, I think now that we pointed it out, though, it's in his head.
I'm vibing
all
day. Get
a lot more
man.
Vibes around here.
I'm getting a vibe.
Vibing it out?
I'm vibing.
All right. Let's take a break.
All right.
I mean, I guess overall this isn't dangerous.
Okay.
But it's definitely unsettling.
So what happened in 2016?
We still have an explanation for it. If it was just a bunch of weird people that decided together to be funny, like when they saw these things like happening, or if there is something else that we are unaware of that is showing back up again. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. In the last 2 weeks, there have been two arrests of people dressed like clowns in two different parts of the world. In Florida, a man was arrested for trespassing in a shopping center that he had previously been thrown out of after he showed back up dressed as a clown.
Okay.
They found a weapon on him.
Yeah.
And afterwards.
Wait, a weaponized clown?
Yes, he was arrested. In Ireland, a man dressed as a clown, for reasons they do not know, was arrested after brandishing a hunting knife towards somebody.
Oh, hunting clown.
So in the last couple of days, two men on two different continents were arrested for clowning.
For clowning around.
Lest we not forget, back in 2016, the creepy clown craze that swept first America and then the rest of the world.
So I forgot, like, people were just showing up as creepy clowns?
Yep.
Yeah.
Walking around.
As a joke.
Middle of the night. Nobody knew why.
It just
happened.
We never really got an explanation.
But it was just a gag.
We don't know.
Somebody that needed attention, I guess.
Maybe, I mean, that's the best case scenario there, but it led to...
I mean, but we never heard of them doing anything other than just being creepy.
It led to multiple conspiracy theories that ranged from a national gang that dressed up as clowns to commit crime.
Oh, the old clown gang.
Which, by the way, not the
best... Well, they broke up the circus. These people had to go find work.
You're going
to
hear them come.
By the way, all clowns look creepy at night. There is no... The happiest clown would scare the crap out of you walking down the street at 3 o'clock in the morning.
One of my favorite Seeger tunes was Night Clowns.
Night Clowns!
Not how this song goes. There was another conspiracy theory that the clowns were spies from different countries.
Oh, Russian clown.
Yeah, but that's...
North Korean clown.
Are we seeing the return of the clown apocalypse?
Oh. So this could be another summer of clowns.
I don't know.
I kind of find it funny.
Okay.
I mean, they didn't hurt anybody. They just showed up and they were clowns.
I do remember there were some stories where people got hurt by clowns.
Oh.
That's what, like, put us on the radar. Could you Google, if you don't mind, stories of clown assault in 2016?
Now, both of these clowns you just mentioned did have weapons on.
Yes, they did. They were both.
But they didn't do anything with the weapons.
No, but it's maybe because the authorities got there first.
Okay.
Maybe it was getting dangerous for people who were actual clowns, like, you know, because people started to question if they were just being creepy or if they were actually here for work.
No, it was because, remember, we took a phone call from a man back in 2016. I will never forget this phone call.
Yeah.
He called up dead ass serious. He was a working clown and said that his gigs had been affected.
Oh, yeah. It hurt his business.
Yeah, all of the outside clown stuff. Mm. And then he said something that was borderline inappropriate. We had to hang up on him, which did not help his cause.
Really?
I remember this. I remember vividly being like, well, now we got to get rid of this clown.
A clown too far. Well, you know, they say the only thing that's going to stop a bad clown with a gun. He's a good clown.
I love how you started the joke, realized there was no gun in the story, but you had
no,
to go
it was
with
a
it.
Gun in the story.
Two knives. Two knives.
I know. I thought the first guy had a gun.
Both of them were knives. You were the clown with a gun?
Well, yeah, just his bang, so why have it?
Boo!
Now I want a real
Nothing
gun.
About assault?
Not seeing any specifics. They're just, it really, okay, so they were, some clowns chased people or made threatening remarks. So it says they caused a great deal of fear and distress.
Okay.
Can you imagine getting beat up by a clown? I mean, he's got them big old shoes on. Got those novelty big size gloves. And you're going to have like makeup all over you.
Well, like, think about it, though. Like, I mean, if you find a physically imposing clown, that clown could kick your ass.
With them big shoes.
Well, I'm just saying, period. Like, that would be, just, could you describe the man who assaulted you? He looked like a clown?
Well, he had a lot of buttons. He had a flower that squirted me in the face.
You know, you bring up a good point. Like, how many clowns, like actual professional clowns, still exist now that the circus has kind of, like, disappeared?
Well, like, ones that work, like, kids' shows and all that stuff, or a circus clown.
Well, no, I mean, I kind of assume.
Every town has a working clown. I mean, that's the way this. At one time in this country, it was illegal to have you had to have one working clown in every town.
Except for those sundown clown towns.
Yes, yes. But you had to have clowns. Think about it. We know guys that have been clowns on stage.
Yeah, but they weren't like fun clowns.
No, they were mean clowns.
Yeah, so that doesn't really count as a clown.
But it's still a clown.
252 WCMF. The clownpocalypse may be back. We all remember the summer of 2016 where clowns started showing up everywhere. In the last week, there have been two arrests made, one in Florida, one in Ireland. Both men dressed up like clowns. Both men with weapons on them. Neither man, it seems, are connected to each other, and folks are predicting the rise of the clownpocalypse once again. Like, when things get weird in the world, the clowns show back up, which is also kind of unsettling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I what would it take? Because I know there are still clown colleges that exist. I don't know what your GP.
The one in Tampa, right?
Oh, I mean, there's a clown college here in town, if I'm not
mistaken.
I think
there used to be.
Wow.
CIT? Clown Institute of Technology? It's in Henrietta? Like, are there still young people going to clown college?
I hope not.
I mean, if it's a way to make money, why not?
Yeah, but I mean, it's a tough way to make money. I mean, it's work.
What does an average clown make for like a two-hour appearance? Like, bro, let me ask you in all seriousness. Because, like, I know what you made doing comedy, and that's why you're here.
I know what I didn't make.
Let's say you can make $500 for 2 hours of work.
Oh, I'm clowning myself.
No, I'm serious. Would you consider clowning?
Oh, yeah.
So why don't you look into it?
Man, I can't clown. I could be a mean clown, like a jerk clown. Like, I could be Jerky the Clown. And then,
Look,
I guess with that name, I wouldn't be allowed around children. Here comes Jerky the Clown.
It's every comedy club's book for every 6 months of the 1980s. Here comes Jerky the Clown again. Oh, no, it's a mean clown. What's he going to say? Really original comedy, everybody.
I don't think I could do it. You could be a clown.
I wonder how much.
I could be a clown.
No, you could.
Oh, I could. I'd be a great clown.
How?
I'd have to shave my beard. I wouldn't want to do that, but.
Bearded clown?
Why? Okay, I'm sorry, Kimmy. You were saying.
Hipster clown. I wonder how much work clowns get, because other than like a kid's birthday party, but kids want like Frozen characters or like Spider-Man, or that's who I see going to most of those kids' birthday parties. I don't see a lot of clowns anymore.
Yeah, so if you're not in the circus and you can't do a kid's party, where else could you be a clown?
Well, like when you go to those like charity events, they always like there's usually a clown.
Yeah. There is.
Are we just running out of demand for clowns?
Yeah, like to Kimmy's point, like
I can't think of like a
your daughter was the one some
a regular job you'd have.
Bozo for my generation.
No, I do.
And he got busted.
No, one regional bozo got busted. This is a common misconception. It was Walter Matthau's brother. That's a true story.
There's a picture of Bozo at Woodstock with an underage prostitute. Yeah, he got busted and arrested.
None of this is true.
She was covered in mud.
I do miss watching the grand prize game on WGN when I got home from school.
They had a clown?
I watched. No, you idiot. That's Bozo the Clown. That was his show.
Oh, I don't know. What happened?
It's from your generation, you dick. It was on the Superstation. Everybody in America could see it. That is your show.
I liked Bozo when I was a kid.
I got home from school, and I watched Bozo religiously every day, and I wanted to be one of those kids in the Chicago studio audience that got to throw the ping pong balls into the grand prize game holes, but I had to settle for your mom. Couldn't miss that hole.
I wonder if because, like, you know, there's some, there was some bad clowns that kind of killed the clown business.
You think that's what it is?
Could be.
Oh, like crowns just... Crowns. Clowns just... Try saying clown multiple times in a conversation. It gets harder.
Clowns got a bad rap.
Well, we're assuming that all, even the good clowns, were good clowns.
Do clowns... Maybe they're a little more... Maybe they have a little more skill these days, knowing like they have to compete with these other things. Like, they do magic. And I know they've always done balloon animals.
Okay.
But maybe they've added a couple more things to their show.
Well, how could you do that? What makes you like... You would have to add technology. What kind of technological clown could you
be? Stuff out there.
Yeah, he has an Apple Watch.
I think I'd be good
to keep up with the times.
No, I mean, I agree with you, but maybe that's why we don't see clowns anymore, is because maybe the clown is a very traditional community.
Okay.
We're not going to change for your liking. Take your elephant, get the hell out of here.
And you got to be multi-talented to be a clown. I mean, you had to have a few different entertainment skills as a clown.
A balloon animal, pulling the thing out of your...
Yeah, I mean, you're almost like a magic act at that point, right?
You don't have to say
And you had to kind of dance around a little bit.
You're saying it with such contempt. It's still a form of entertainment. I mean, you just said you didn't have the skill to do it.
No, but I'm glad I don't.
Okay. As opposed to, what skill do you have?
This.
Yeah.
Jerk. Jerky the clown.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, 1987, Panama Beach, Florida.
That's when comedy was comedy.
Here at the Chuckle Hut.
Love the Chuckle Hut.
Jerky the clown. He's back. Let's take a break.